Okay, here we go again. Welcome to Rosano Radio. This is FR, and I have some great songs with hooks for you today. We're going to start out with a song called What Is Life by George Harrison. It was released on his 1970 triple album, All Things Must Pass, becoming a top 10 hit in the United States, Canada, and elsewhere, and topping the singles charts in Australia and Switzerland. In the United Kingdom, What Is Life appeared as the B-side to My Sweet Lord, which was the best-selling single there of 1971. All right, let's get right to it. Here's George Harrison's What Is Life on WMFO 91.5 FM and streaming live worldwide on the web at WMFO.org.
Bringing you another hour of the hottest tracks from around the globe.
From around the globe.
What I feel,
Okay, we're going to change it up a little bit. A good friend of mine asked me to play the song How by John Lennon.
How can I go forward when I don't know which way I'm facing? How can I go forward when I don't know which way to turn?
Okay, that was How by John Lennon, and that was a request by a good friend of mine, Glenn A. And before that, we had Blurry by Puddle of Mud, and then With or Without You by U2. And before that was What is Life by George Harrison. Don't touch that dial, lots more music coming up. Magnetic Songs with Hooks. You're gonna love it.
Station in town.
Be
All right, you're listening to Rosano Radio. And by the way, my name is FR, and I used to be a musician many moons ago. I was a drummer in bands, and I played all over New England, did some recording and all that. But then I decided I wanted to write my own music, and you can't write songs on drums. So I learned a lot of other instruments. And you can check out my music at soundclick.com/FRmusic. All right, you ready to rock? How about some Aerosmith for you?
To WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM, and streaming live worldwide on the web at WMFO.org.
FR here, and you're listening to Rosano Radio. Hope you're enjoying it. And we have a couple of requests coming up, one for Jimi Hendrix and one for Aretha Franklin. Here's Chain of Fools. Okay, that was by request from Jason, All Along the Watchtower by Jimi Hendrix. And before that, we had a request from Jess for something by Aretha Franklin, so I played Chain of Fools. Then we had I Wanna Go Back by Eddie Money, Dude Looks Like a Lady by Aerosmith, and I Won't Back Down by Tom Petty. And that one had George Harrison on guitar and Ringo Starr on drums. You're listening to WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM, and streaming live worldwide on the web at WMFO.org. Okay, I hope you're all enjoying my show. We got a little bit more coming, about 20 more minutes of Rosano Radio. I'm FR, and I'm happy to be here playing all your favorite music. Here's one for you by The Pretenders.
success is measured out in miles. What makes you think you're something special when you smile? Childlike, no one understands. Jackknife in your sweaty hands. Some kind of innocence is measured out in years. You don't know what it's like to listen to your fears. You can talk to me. You can talk to me. You can talk to me. If you're lonely, you can talk to me. The dark. Some kind of solitude is measured out in you. You think you know me, but you haven't got a clue. You can talk to me. You can talk to me. You can talk to me. If you're lonely, you can talk to me.
City where danger lurks. Today, a new creature walks among us, causing fear, mayhem, and injury.
Stay back, children.
Mommy, I'm scared.
Look out for the dreaded digital deadwalkers. They're not looking out for you. With faces pressed against their little handheld devices, they put all good citizens in harm's way.
Hey, pal.
Pardon you.
The digital deadwalkers are multiplying. Until their behavior patterns can be modified, the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons warns all innocent people to stay alert. Better yet, to step up and speak out.
Oh, hey, dude, I'm walking here.
Sorry, I didn't see you.
A public service message from the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons, who want to keep everyone well connected with healthy bones.
Okay, we played Hey Bulldog by the Beatles. Before that was Stop Dragging My Heart Around by Stevie Nicks with Tom Petty. And before that, we had Middle of the Road by the Pretenders. And that's going to be it for my show today. I hope you enjoyed it. I'm FR, and I'll be back next Wednesday at 10 a.m. for more Rosanna Radio. Stay tuned for Dance Music Express with DJ D. So until we meet again, be kind to one another, be good, and don't let anything get to you. Take it one day at a time and appreciate each day. And to all of you that tuned in today, thanks for listening, and I hope you enjoyed the show. I'm going to leave you with Closing Time by Semisonic. So until we meet again, FR signing off. Have a good one.
Time, open all the doors and let you
closing time. Turn all of the lights on over every boy and every girl. Closing time. One last call for alcohol. So finish your whiskey or beer. Closing time. You don't have to go home, but you can't stay here. I know who I want to take me home. I know who I want to take me home. I know who I want to take me home. Take me home. Closing time. Time for you to go out to the places you time. This room won't be open till your brothers or your sisters come. So gather up your jackets, move it to the exits. I hope you have found a friend. Closing time. Every new beginning comes from some other beginning's end. To take me home. I know who I want to take me home. I know who I want to take me home. Take me home.
WMFO 91.5 Medford. What's going on, Boston? Hope you're doing good. I got in the studio right now. I got my pal Frank.
FR here subbing for tonight's DJ.
All right, he's got his automatic thing going. That's great. All right, there we go. All right. So how we doing, Frank?
Doing awesome. How about you?
I'm hanging in there, yeah. Listen, one hit on Megabucks, I'll be all set.
Oh, yeah, I hear you. That would help, definitely. Yeah. Me too.
Yeah. Hey, I got to tell you, Rosano Radio, that's who I'm speaking to. DJ Frank, DJ FR, he goes by, and he does a nice job. He's new at the studio here and new at the radio station. You do a nice job. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, you know, I've been in music for a while. I go back a long way. You know, I've recorded some albums, 45s. I've done a little bit of everything, but this is something I really, really enjoy doing. which is just playing music that I enjoy that I can share with everybody. It's unbelievable. It's incredible. I love it. I can't even describe the feeling. It's such a good feeling to be, you know, to stay with music and continue on with my passion. I just love it. There's nothing more to say. I love it.
Yeah, that's great. Now, do you have some CDs out, or you have a band or something? You were telling me about that last week.
Yeah, I was in a popular band I was in a while back. It was called Ray Paul and RPM. And we played all over New England. We did a few albums, couple of 45s. We did some TV shows, radio interviews, you name it. Played all over New England. Had a blast. A lot of good memories. Ray Paul's a good guy. All those guys are great guys in the band. And a lot of great memories to look back on. And it was just a lot of fun. It was a lot of fun. I'm not playing anymore. I do my own stuff. I record my own stuff. I have a recording studio that I go into. And it's not one of the big wheels, but it works for me. It's I call it an economy recording studio. But anyways.
But it works.
Yeah, but I record my own material. And you know, years ago, I couldn't do that because I was just a drummer in bands. And it's actually impossible to write music on drums. You need to know an instrument like piano, anything, you know, piano, guitar. I learned them all. I just took time. I took about 10 years and I learned about 5 instruments.
Wow.
So now I write my own music and I play it. I record it. I engineer it. I do everything.
That's excellent. That's excellent.
Oh, thank you.
And what was the name of the band again?
Well, one of them, a popular one, was Ray Paul and RPM, but I was in many bands.
Okay.
You know?
Okay.
Another band I was in was called Bloodshot. That was the first band I was in. And another band called Which One. We got on the WCOZ album on that one.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. And just a lot of in-between bands, but all of it I chalk it up as experience.
Mm-hmm.
And made a little money here and there. I mean, hey, it paid the rent.
Mm-hmm.
And I just kind of took a break later on to concentrate on writing my own material. It was a lot of work to learn other instruments because I was solely concentrating on drums back then. And I love the drums. Don't get me wrong. I do love the drums.
Yeah.
But at this point in my life, I love playing other instruments too.
Yeah.
You know, I like
yeah.
to be creative. I'm a creative guy. And
and you can sing, right? You can sing.
I do all the lead vocals
and
the background vocals.
Excellent.
Yeah.
So tell me a little bit about how you got involved with radio. I believe we have a mutual friend.
Oh, sure. Yeah. Brian Young.
That's right.
Yeah.
Brian. And, you know, and Brian's the name of Brian's show?
It's the Crash Course for the Ravers.
That's right.
And it's a great show. And I guess he knew I was in that band Ray Paul and RPM a while back. And he invited me on the show. And, you know, we did an interview and all that, and it went well. And we got to talking, and he kind of, you know, suggested in a nonchalant way, hey, ever think about having your own radio show? And I said, actually, you know, I thought about it, but never went through with it.
Yeah.
And kind of hearing it again from him, it just made me feel like I wanted to explore it.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And I did. You know, I put my name in. They called me. I went to training. Great trainer, Ed Buchert, great trainer.
Yep.
Very nice guy. And it all worked out. Next thing I know, here I am. I got my own show.
It's amazing.
It's amazing. I couldn't believe it.
Yeah. Hey, we have a great face for radio. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah. There you go.
Brian's show is on Sundays, I believe, isn't it?
No, it's on Saturdays.
He's on Saturday.
From 1 to 4.
1 to 4 Saturdays. Yeah. Crash Course for the Ravens. A great show. And the person who got me involved is Michael Stewart. And Michael used to be with Brian. And I believe he used to co-produce with Brian. And one time I had relieved Brian. I had another friend of mine named Jody. So we get talking about Brian. So I says, I got a plan for Brian. And Brian's still on the radio, right? He's still here. I says, I'm going to change his attitude. They said, what? I said, I'm going to make Brian like disco. He comes flying in. He goes, ain't going to happen.
Right.
That's he's funny. A great guy. He's a great guy. And Mike Stewart's great. And a lot of great people here at the radio station. So
Welcome.
Welcome to the family.
Well, thank you very much. I really appreciate that. And one other thing I want to say about Brian. He gave me a couple of pointers on the board.
Oh, good.
Yeah, he let me come in here and he showed me some stuff. And,
yeah.
And I really, really appreciated that.
Yeah, everyone, a lot of these guys, he like to help each other out. They're just a great group. They're really,
I love it.
Yeah,
great.
Yeah. Yeah,
and I'm really